Hello, my name is Nomathemba Tambo, and today I want to reflect on South Africa's townships as an enduring legacy of apartheid. I'm actually speaking to you from one of those townships right now, possibly one of the newer ones. It's called Tamboville, named in honor of my late father, Oliver Reginald Tambo. The term township refers to an underdeveloped, racially segregated area that was imposed on non-white South Africans from the late 19th century until the end of apartheid in 1994. These areas were created with a clear purpose to segregate black South Africans, coloureds and Indians from the white population. It was in these townships that the harsh realities of apartheid were most felt. People were stripped of their rights to live in the cities, forced into poor buildings, overcrowded neighbourhoods, and lacked the basic services such as adequate healthcare, education, and sanitation. This racial segregation was not only a reflection of apartheid's regime's discriminatory policies, but also a direct consequence of colonialism. Under the British and Dutch colonial rule, Africans were viewed as inferior, and the urban spaces were reserved exclusively for white settlers. Yet the townships also became centers of resistance. It was within these communities that the spirit of defiance to the call for liberation was the strongest. The people who lived in the townships fought tirelessly, not just for better living conditions, but for the very right to be treated as equals. Their contributions greatly helped in the dismantling of apartheid. It is essential that we acknowledge these spaces as a testament to the fight for freedom and justice. Thank you for listening to me. I am Nomathemba Tambo, and I will see you next time here on RT.